This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about if we genuinely trust God, then a peaceful state will follow. Recently, we talked about what happens to us when we appear to be in a dire situation that presents no way out. We use Peter's arrest as an example. So King Herod had begun to persecute believers, and Peter was likely next in line. To prevent Peter from escaping, he was guarded by four squads of four soldiers, plus a soldier was chained to his right and another to his left. So an unarmed Peter was surrounded by 18 armed soldiers. To the natural eye, Peter seemed to be in an inescapable situation. Then an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter and instructed him to wake up, get dressed, and to follow him. Notice the angel's first words to Peter, "Wake up." As Peter is surrounded by 18 soldiers, he slept. As he was set to have a public trial the next morning that would likely result in his own persecution, he slept. Peter did what God wants us to do. He genuinely trusted God, and a peaceful state followed. Sometimes we claim to trust God but struggle to find peace over a situation. Trust and peace go hand in hand. If you say you trust God but you're really anxious and restless, I would say there's an opportunity to trust Him even more. So let us take a page out of Peter's book and cling to these words. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be at peace.